Oh. When you hear the music. AC music. Time to connect the dots. Tom Edison. That spacey guitar playing is causing extraterrestrial beings up in their spacecraft to start dancing. I heard they get annoyed because it ends so fast. Well, they should, I don't know, check out my link to CD Baby Music Store, and they can get the full version of I Want You to Be My Idol. That's the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, I Want You to Be My Idol. And, you know, welcome to the new world. It's coming. I hear the new timeline has been started already. I hear they started it, the Pleiadians started it back in January of 2018. That's what I hear. I mean, how do you start a new timeline? I don't know. But that's the word out there. So we got at least two timelines going, but maybe there's even more. And of course, we're talking about the timeline that's going to, the new one is going to take the Earth into the fifth dimension, or 5D, as right now physical reality is 3D, which encompasses only three dimensions. That's right. And the fourth dimension, we're going to skip that because that's where all the bad characters hang out. Yeah. The invaders that came to our world and manipulated our human race. Hey, this is a talk radio show. This is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Call in, talk about important things, speak your mind, connect the dots. Hey, this is the name of the show, Connect the Dots. If you're out there listening and you've connected the dots in some way, shape, or form, hey, call in and we'll talk about it. What can I tell you? Hey, if you have a phone, you can do that. You know, you can do it from your cell phone. You can do it from a landline. And you can do it from somebody else's phone. What can we say? Thank you, Alexander Graham Bell, for inventing the telephone. And all I got to say is this. People rarely hear about the thing called the Magna Carta. I think it's 1297, the year 1297. I think it was put forth by people, I believe, over in England. It was kind of a protest against King John of England. And so the Magna Carta was issued on June 15th. Hey, that's today, I think. Check your calendar. Well, it depends on what part of the world you're in. Hey, I'm coming from New York City. It's already the 16th here, I believe. It's Sunday. Sunday at 1 a.m. If you're in California, it's Saturday at 10 p.m. or a little after 10 p.m. Hey, you know what I heard? It's all of them people growing marijuana out in Oregon. They got more growers than they have customers. Now, isn't that a shame? I don't know. I mean, people ought to go vacation in Oregon. Yes, it's legal there for pleasure. You know, here I am in New York City, greatest city in the world, and they still haven't caught up with reality, you know? I mean, people smoke pot all over New York City all the time. I mean, because New York City has become like a 1984 scenario, cameras everywhere, police looking to unload easy tickets on people. They see you smoking pot, they're going to chase you down and give you a ticket. So you can't really hang out that easily and just stand on the corner and smoke. Everybody who smokes in New York City is walking down the street. You got to keep moving, you know, look around once in a while, because if you stand in one spot, somebody's going to rat you out or something like that, or the cops will know it's you. Especially if you're around Times Square or something like that. But, hey, they ought to legalize it everywhere. You know, the whole propaganda against it. It was all government propaganda. You know, in with that group and another group, and it was all about victimizing the public and victimizing people they didn't like. You know, the whole war on drugs was started by President Nixon, and one of his aides admitted years later that the whole thing was a hoax. Nixon didn't like the people coming back from Vietnam and talking against the war, and they were pot smokers. And he didn't like the black community, especially the Black Panthers, because they were smoking pot, too. So the two groups that he didn't like, the black community and the veterans from the Vietnam War, his plan was, well, you know, we'll start this war on drugs, and then we'll just go gung-ho and arrest these people we don't like. Throw as many in jail as possible. And so that's your whole story about the war on drugs. Of course, there was propaganda against it back with reefer madness back in the 30s. You know, again, people looking for reasons to victimize other people they didn't like or something like that. And that's part of the truth with marijuana. People that are against it are the ones who never smoke it. They're a bunch of idiots. You know, and so much for that. People in Oregon, I know, everybody ought to take a vacation there and buy some legal pot and help those growers out. Because they got too much pot there and not enough smokers. Is that crazy or what? You know, I always used to believe that the Indians, with their peace pipe ritual, were smoking pot, you know? I mean, truthfully, if they had a peace conference today and everybody sat down at the table and smoked a little weed, maybe we'd get a peace deal. But then again, I was shocked to find out that the Native Americans, they're not really into pot that much. God only knows why, but they smoke tobacco in the peace pipe, and their pipes are really crazy. But, you know, I used to imagine that they were putting pot in the peace pipe. But after meeting enough Native Americans, I find out that isn't the case. They don't really smoke pot that much. I mean, of course, some of them do, but it's not a major thing with their group. Anyhow, moving along, back to the Magna Carta, you know, people should read it, especially people who want to protest and complain about things, the way U.S. government's running things, because in the Magna Carta, it mentions the justification for lawful rebellion when your government isn't representing you. In fact, the famous thing, no taxation without representation, that was put into the U.S. Constitution, they borrowed that from the Magna Carta. Well, this is an educational show, and boy, you're learning facts about this and that. Now, here's another fact. You know, I'm on Twitter, and I got on, I guess, because President Trump got on, and I decided, well, I want to get on too, you know. And I thought, hey, maybe I can tweet something to the president, and he'll hear my tweet or something like that. But after being on Twitter for 2 years now, I pretty well found out the real deal. It's people don't really respond too well on Twitter. There's a few things that go viral because everybody likes to jump on the viral wagon. This thing has got 10,000 likes. Yeah, I want to like it too. You know, this thing's got 3,000 likes. I'm going to like it too. And it just keeps piling up. But the most important things being talked about on Twitter, there's a lot of talk about and a lot of education about chemtrails, what kind of poisons they're putting in them, the 5G network that's going to microwave you to death. Insane frequencies, 92,000 pulses per second. And the warning about vaccines that you're never going to hear on mainstream fake news. And important things like that. But there's no follow-up on it, really, you know. And people and the government isn't going to touch those things because... Hey, all governments are heavily bribed. In America, we have the lobbyists that bribe the politicians. And, of course, that's the way it works. You can't get, you know, nobody in Washington is going to take on these topics. Even President Trump is afraid to take them on. Or he's just ignorant about what's going on. I don't see how he could be that ignorant, but apparently he's that ignorant because he isn't touching... stopping chemtrails with an executive order. He isn't addressing the 5G, understands that broadcasting in it is dangerous. He doesn't even understand there's a difference between going through fiber optics and broadcasting. He don't get it. He don't understand it. He's not as smart as he likes to think he is, and he's got nothing but bad advisors. He ought to fire some more of his advisors. He hasn't fired enough of them yet. That's my opinion. What do I know? Hey, I'm a presidential candidate. You know, I'm running again as a write-in candidate because that's the only way to beat the big guys. But I'm going to pull out a few tricks before the election comes around because I found out already. Support for, like, I'm a common man. I live below the poverty line. Common man, common person. Never been wealthy. But I've been out there living amongst the general public my whole life, and I know everything about what's going on in society at street level. And that alone makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But I found by knocking on doors, and I found on Twitter too, that nobody's interested in what I'm trying to do. They're not, you know? They're all just Republicans or Democrats, or some of these minor parties. They get some support. Of course, the people in the minor parties, hey, this is an educational show. You're going to learn something about running for president and where the people are. People are lazy. You know, I have to convince people to write in my name. Hey, it's Tom Edison, easy name to remember, but... there's a lot of difficulties in trying to win an election like that. First of all, nobody wants to support me if I can't pay them. You know, there are no groups of people that are interested in supporting a writing candidate. And the ones that want to support all the minor parties that have set up, they don't realize by as soon as you set up a party, they beat you already. Because you're obligated to do all those rule book following things. You know, Ross Perot started a party, and he came the closest to being a serious third candidate. Of course, the big parties got too scared, and they sent the men over with the black sunglasses to warn him, "No, you can't. We're not going to let you pull a fast one on us." And then after the election, after they got him to bow out because they threatened his family, they were that worried. They destroyed his political party on technicalities. And that's what these small parties don't realize. That's their game plan, you know? That forcing you to jump through the hoops and obligate yourself with paperwork and stuff, you know? If you get close to being a popular third party, they're going to destroy you right after the election, just like they did with Perot. They destroyed his party, you know, found the legal technicalities that he didn't cross his T's and dot his I's, and they humped up the fines to where the party was destroyed. I actually talked to people on the party before it was destroyed, and they explained to me what was going on. Hey, you're not going to get this in history class in high school, what I'm telling you. My knowledge comes from experience in life. That's why I'm so good at making decisions. Got a lot of experience in making decisions throughout my whole life. And I'm really fine-tuned in doing that. I invented myself a formula, hey, that helped me solve any problem. Hey, it works for me. That's all I need to know. So anyhow, back on with Twitter and stuff, I talked to the guy. I don't know if anybody out there understands the seriousness of this 5G. It's bad enough with 4G. Your kids are getting cooked in public school now because they got too much Wi-Fi in low-ceiling classrooms. 8 hours of exposure to that or 7 hours. It's destroying the DNA of your children, and it's causing small little cancerous growths that their body is going to have to deal with. You know, you get cancer every day. Here's some more truth that you're never going to hear. Everybody gets cancer every day in their bodies, but it's your immune system that seeks it out and destroys it. Now, when we get serious cancer, it's because the body has been overwhelmed beyond what it can handle, and that's what 5G is definitely going to do to everybody. 4G is doing it already to people and poor kids that have to go to school. You know, you don't need to go to school to get a job in this world. Or, hey, look at that on the TV. If you got money, you just buy your degree. That's the latest scam that's come to light. And it's still going to go on. And they're not going to stop that completely because money rules. unfortunately, that's the way it is. So anyhow, I was talking to my friend, who's one of the doctors who has been knocking on the door of the congressman, you know, and he still hasn't got the wheel to turn yet down there. And I warned him like 6 months ago. I said, you know, you're going to be wasting your time, but go ahead and do it, you know. At least you're trying, you know. I'll give you credit for that. And I think he's got a few converts in the Congress, but with 535 people, a majority of them need to be persuaded for any laws to take effect, and it has to be done at the federal level to stop the 5G. The easiest way to do it is for President Trump to write an executive order, but he isn't aware of the danger. Again, he's got bad advisors, or they're all with the opposition. You know, they all of this is a part of the New World Order. So anyhow, trying to depopulate the world. So I was talking to him the other day, and my friend from California, and, you know, he's a real doctor, and he's trying to get people interested in that, but he doesn't have the right game plan, you know, and he's not making too much head progress. I've got strategies like Plan B and Plan C. Plan A would be President Trump write the executive order. But again, people are so unresponsive. You know, I've been tweeting out there for quite a bit now, several times a week, and nobody is interested in getting back to me about plan B or plan C to stop the 5G or even stop the chemtrails. I have a plan B and plan C for that. You know, again, that's one of the reasons I'm running for president. You know, I have no problem shutting down these crazy things because I know how to take command of the situation. People should be supporting me. I started on this venture. I thought, hey, the poor people will support me because there was never a poor person running for president of the United States that had solutions. But people are unresponsive. People are as unresponsive as the U.S. Congress, and that's pretty bad. You know, everybody's been turned into sheeple. They're not people anymore, they're sheeple. Brainwashed sheeple by mainstream media, fake news, fake public education system, brainwashed by commercials, brainwashed more by fake news, brainwashed by mainstream media, brainwashed by the fake newspapers. Yeah, you know, things like the New York Times used to be a reputable paper, but they're in with the New World Order now, too. Everybody's jumped on that bandwagon, unfortunately. And the New World Order is out to depopulate the world by 95%, which means you and me, the average people, we're gone. That's what all the chemtrails are about. That's what the 5G is about. That's what the tainted vaccines are about. That's what the fluoridation in the water is about. That's what the overchlorination of the public water system is. All of these things are to weaken you and get you to get cancer. That's what the chemotherapy is. If you listen to your doctor about you got cancer and he tells you to take chemotherapy, that's the final nail in the coffin. Don't trust the doctors when it comes to cancer treatment. They don't know what the hell they're doing, really. I mean, average people have figured this out already. Oil from the marijuana plant will cure cancer. Famous guy from Canada, Rick Simpson. Look up his video, Phoenix Tears. It's out there on YouTube. And he cured himself. He cured all his friends. He got doctors to come to court with him. His big mistake is contacted the Canadian government. What did they do? They came to his house, confiscated his plants he was growing on his property, and they arrested him and charged him with drug dealing. Can you believe this? He's saving people's lives from cancer, and the Canadian government comes in and arrests him and charges him with being a drug dealer. Well, he's giving the stuff away, too. But he proved that all you have to do is extract the oil, the THC, out of the plants properly, and put it into a goo, kind of like a dark brown, blackish-type goo, and take a few drops of that every day, and you'll be cured in no time. Forget about the hospitals and the doctors, and they're all part of the scam. That's another bad place you want to avoid. Don't go to the hospital for anything. You know, you're getting microwaved to death there, too. They've got the big towers on top of hospitals. There's everybody in the hospital, including people who work there, are getting over-radiated. And this is what's going on. But, you know, just hearing me talk about it is not enough. You know, we need participation in this world. People have to get up. The couch potatoes have to get up. The sheeple have to wake up. And you have to start uniting with your brothers and sisters and start making demands, not just doing a protest out in front of the Capitol building, because these people, they close the windows, they got the air conditioner on, they're not listening to you, and they never will listen to you. They listen to the people with the money, you know? And that's the way it is. You know, you could get 10 million people to go to Washington, D.C., and the fact of the matter is the Congress doesn't have to listen to you, especially if they all just got elected. They're not going to listen to you they'll then pretend to listen to you maybe 3 months before it's time for re-election, and that's only a pretending. Then they promise you everything, and as soon as they get elected, they slam the door hard in your face, believe me. And then all of a sudden, they do nothing. They just dance around in front of the TV camera and pretend they're doing something. If you don't realize that's how it is, what, you just get back from the moon or something? I mean, really. talk about the moon. Talk about outer space. You know, I've been hearing this on Twitter for over a year now. Maybe it's been 2 years. That the Galactic Federation of Light, or the Galactic Confederation, which is all these ET races, the good ones, are supposedly here in our solar system, and they're taking down some of the bad stuff that's been set up to isolate us up here in the skies, and supposedly they're removing some of the bad reptilians and Dracos that have been hiding out underground. But they still haven't done anything for the surface population yet. That's us, the regular people, you know? And but they're talking about it, but, you know, and they're telling us the event is going to happen. They're finally going to land, show themselves, and disclose all that's been hidden from us. Well, it's got to be them, because the U.S. government and all the other governments are not going to disclose anything, because they don't want to admit to how they've been keeping all the good stuff from us. Yeah, you know, the elite people, the ones with the money, they have access to time travel. It's serene. All it takes is money. And you have access to anything you want. Access to time travel, access to teleportation, access to free energy. Yeah, if you're wealthy, you have access to that. Isn't that a crime? It sure is a crime. And that's why they're never going to disclose everything. So we'll have to wait till these ET shows up, but they're taking too damn long. I don't care what they say. You know, I've tried to tweet to them and get a response, but their lips are sealed. They don't know how to socialize with us. They're afraid to socialize with us. That's it. I've tweeted them, or they just don't bother to read the tweets, just like everybody else. They tweet out there what they want to say, but you try to contact them, tweet them, they pretend they're not even, you know, they don't even probably, the starseeds, I think, follow their own tweets. And the starseeds are the ones, the Pleiadians, that are here anchoring the light frequencies into the Earth and trying to increase the vibration of the Earth. I heard it's been increased already, but at the same time, the freeing of the surface population, that's us, people living on the Earth, the freeing of us from totalitarian rule of the New World Order and the all their conglomerates and all their helpers and the ETs that work with them, the bad ETs, to free us from all of them, it's not happening yet. So what are we left with, you know? I'm not, you know, I hear the date is 2025. It's the last time they have to help us before then. Well, that's quite a ways off yet. And before 2025 gets here, 5G is going to be up. And a lot of innocent people are going to be dying. More people are going to be forced into taking vaccinations, which is going to kill more people and make more people sick. And the chemtrails are going to keep on polluting the earth and polluting the air we breathe, and infecting us and weakening us. And I don't know. They don't understand the urgency, you know. Why whet our appetite and say you're here, and then, like, you know, you're taking your sweet-ass time, as the saying goes, to show up. And, like, you know, you got our hopes up that you're going to show up and free us all this, and they're going to bring tachyon healing chambers, and then they're going to be replicator machines. I hope they're going to give them out for free. I hope it's not like meet the new boss just like the old boss, and they're going to be trying to suck money out of us. I hope not. They say they're not, but It remains to be seen. Meanwhile, we have to fend for ourselves, people. You know, the next couple of years is going to be life or death for all of us, especially us regular people. And it's crazy the politicians don't know they're in danger, too. Only the super elite can run to their underground cities, which I think there's 131 in the United States, something like over 400 around the whole world, and they keep building a couple more each year. And there's an underground maglev trains, super fast trains that connect the cities. Yeah, taxpayers are paying all for this, you know? I mean, aren't you angry at your government for deceiving you? And, of course, the bribe money keeps their lips sealed. In fact, there's probably plenty of members of Congress don't even know this is going on. They know there's a black budget, but they don't know what the black budget is being used for. Then, we got our participation. There are certain secret agencies of the American government. They're some of the biggest drug dealers in the world, and they use that to fund these underground cities and stuff like that. Plus, they're building more energy weapons. You know, the so-called fire in Paradise, California, if you look at the pictures carefully, all the houses were burnt to a crisp. Cars that weren't even around trees were turned into puddles of aluminum or whatever. And it was all done with energy weapons. And the fake news media was in on trying to tell you it was a fire. Yeah, some of the trees caught fire after all the houses were burnt to a crisp. And the pictures alone tell you the story. And there we got... President Trump was there. I'm like, what is he, brain dead? You can't see that this doesn't look right. All the houses are burnt to a crisp down to the ground, yet over half the trees are still standing, not even singed. And you're going to try to tell us a fire did this? Please. Well, that's it. Energy weapons. They were testing their energy weapons. Of course, they were testing energy weapons out. Back in 2010 and 11, they were doing mass animal killings with them. First it was birds, then it was fish. And if they can kill hundreds of thousands of mammals with energy weapons, think what they can do to the human race when they decide to use them on us. Oh, and they will, because the New World Order is running this show. Whether they don't need New World Order, they don't need congressional approval. They have their inside people everywhere, and they'll just turn on the juice. And they can do that. They have some energy weapons set up already because I'm an observant person. I know how to recognize these things. That could probably kill, 20 million people in an hour? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't think that can happen? Come on, they already proved they can kill a couple hundred thousand fish and birds and stuff like that. And the scientists, the propaganda scientists, that's what I call them, they said they couldn't figure out what was going on, what happened. They made up all these unbelievable stories, you know. But seriously, I'm talking seriously. In less than an hour, if they turn on the energy weapons and focus it on the people with the right frequencies, they can kill, depends on what area you are. In the New York metropolitan area, yeah, about 20 million in an hour. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's serious, you know. If you're out there in California or Los Angeles or something, they probably can kill 5 million people in an hour's worth of time when the call's made. Okay, switch it on. And part of the microwaving unit, they're going to be killing hundreds of thousands of people with the 5G when it gets turned on. And the same Gwen Towers are for energy weapons only. I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to broadcast the frequency out of the air, And they're going up everywhere, these things. They're hot wiring the whole USA. Most of it's hot wired already. And you, the poor people, are going to just get wiped off the face of this world. I mean, the estimation is at least they plan, you know, I follow these things. The estimation is they plan to kill over half the people in America. Yeah, New World Order. That's right. They're serious about this. They're doing it on a small scale right now with the chemtrails, the 4G, and the vaccinations. And they're killing you spiritually with the fluoridation of the water. Calcifies your pineal gland. So, Galactic Federation, I've tweeted you guys to call in the show. What are you scared of? I mean, really, you guys have all the technology. You have even superior weapons than anyone on Earth has. Yet you're too afraid to call into a radio show and give us some firsthand information. I'm not asking for secrets. But hey, learn to be sociable. You know, you say that everybody gets along. Well, you're not being too sociable with the people on the surface, the ones you're really ignoring. You're telling us, about all these bad guys you rounded up hiding out under the earth. You're telling us about all the dangerous satellites you're removing from the circling around the earth and the other energy nets to isolate us from the rest of the universe. But you're leaving us in jeopardy here. You know? What's your problem? Anybody out there listening to me, if you have a connection with the Galactic Federation of Light or the Starseeds or anybody, you know them personally, tell them to call in. Like, what are they, how unsociable can you be, especially when I'm offering you to do it? You know? The listening audience would like to hear Galactic Federation people, you know, ETs, talking, you know, please, we've got to move this thing faster. The event, so-called event, is going to free us all. It's a whoosh of light coming from the center of the galaxy. Well, it's not, it's taking too long to get here. Come on. Speed it up. You guys got the time travel machines. You guys got all the equipment that anybody could possibly want or use or need, and yet you're holding out. You know, you're letting us get knocked down like bowling pins. In the meantime, yeah, I heard the excuses. Oh, there's a hostage situation. Well, you can take care of the hostage situation and still show up and save us from being knocked down by the bad guys, because as long as they're still running free on the surface, they're going to do their best to get rid of all of us, or at least 95% of us. It's a serious problem. And I'm calling out to people, you know? I ask people, hey, you can start by calling into this radio show. It's a call-in radio show. There's got to be one person out there willing to participate in taking actions, because actions are needed to stop this. Government is not going to solve these problems. They're all bribed to death. They're all brain dead. You know, the Washington Monument, it's an obelisk with a pyramid on top. It's a broadcaster receiver. I guarantee they're broadcasting make dummies out of everyone frequency on everybody in Washington, D.C. Read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. You can read the first 40 pages free. You won't read the bit about the Washington Monument. It's not in the first 40 pages. But read the first 40 pages for free. Just Google it, you know? 40 pages free, and it ought to interest you, you know, with some of the things I discovered, the pictures I had, the drawings. But that's only the first chapter and a half that you're going to get to read in the 40 pages. But do it. you know, and then maybe you'll be interested in picking up a copy. You know, the price has gone down. It's, you know, on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's at Barnes & Noble. It's, you can get this book anywhere, basically. Those connections are there. I think even Walmart, you can get it through Walmart online or something like that. Yeah, it's down to $5 or $7, depending on who you go to. I tell people, buy the book, though, the real book, because you can study something better on a book, especially since I have so many pictures. You know, somewhere between 50 and 75, depending, you know, full-size pictures, 8.5 by 11, and you can sit there and look at them, and then you can browse and go back to flip the pages much easier than you can do if you're downloading it, or it's on a notebook or something like that. Sure, it costs a little more to buy the physical copy, but I just suggest that because if you're like me, I like to look at pictures, and I can just browse through the pictures. In fact, that's what I tell people. You know, if you do buy the physical copy, you can just flip the pages and look at all the pictures first, and then go back and read what's next to the picture and the page before it or the page after that tells you about what you're looking at. And all the pictures are explained. I've got pictures of unidentified hovering objects. They're not flying. They were hovering. You know, so I call them UHOs, unidentified hovering objects, and I've got some unusual craft. One particular craft, it's nothing like anybody has ever put in a science fiction movie, and it's not like anybody has ever claimed to see, but I've got it there in that book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you like flying saucers, if you like pictures of things, that are beyond normal explanation. I've got those pictures. Plus, I got pictures of the things that fly around at night. Yeah, little creatures that fly around at night, but they leave light trails. They're invisible to the naked eye, but the camera can pick them up. And you'd be surprised. It might inspire you to go out, and you'd be surprised at what's out behind your house at night. They're not everywhere, but I found places where they are. And if you're a person who likes, is interested in hidden truths, my book has it, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, you know, this is a call-in radio show. Is there anyone out there with a cell phone that knows how to use it and call in? The number is 888-627-6008. And what can I say except, hey, call in and share what you've got. Share a bit for all of us to hear. Connect the dots. I'm connecting the dots. This is an educational show, and I am connecting the dots. Hey, you know, I follow a lot of people on Twitter, and the Star Saints and the other people that are into healing with love and light, they talk about the violet aura, the violet flame. You can call for it and ask it to come around you. Well, you need to start educating yourself. You probably could just Google that, violet flame, violet aura, and you'd come up with a lot of things, you know? And that leads to Merkabas, vehicles of light that humans can travel in. You'll learn about the two spinning tetrahedrons that and all other things like chakras, the major seven, that's in my book. And then there's the chakras outside your body. And there's people need to educate themselves today. You know, don't just take my word for it. Do a follow-up. But you'll have plenty of things to follow up on if you get my copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And even if you don't get it, at least Google the first 40 pages for free. That ought to get you thinking, get you looking, and maybe inspire you to go out in nature and discover some things yourself, because there's a lot of things happening out in nature. And we, the general public, need to educate ourselves. I mean, in the last couple of years, we had a lot of things revealed to us by people that were working on the secret space program. I think, what's his name, Andy Bishargo? What's his name, Corey? And his buddy, David Wilcox. They actually meet real aliens. That's it, Corey and David Wilcox. They meet aliens. They are, in fact, the aliens have chosen them to be representatives of the human race. They go, spacecraft show up at their homes, and they go take them to planets in our solar system, or they just take them up to the ship, and they converse with them. They show them things, and they have a lot of valuable information. They got videos out too, but you, the general public, you have to educate yourself. And there's so much knowledge out there now. Because the new reality is coming upon us, whether you like it or not. It's coming. It's some people are shifting over already, but the general public, we're still asleep, most of us. And you need to wake up. You know, you ever see the movie The Matrix? Well, it's not quite that bad, but it's kind of like that. You know, you're not sleeping in a puddle of goo with a machine hooked up to you, feeding you a fake life. But you're being manipulated severely by mass media. The subliminal images implanted in TV, of mainstream media TV. If a great movie to see is 1988, I think it's called Day You Live. A famous person, Roddy Piper, was a famous wrestler. He's the star character in the movie, but it's back in 1988. It's called Day You Live. That's a real eye-opener, because that's how it is. All the billboards, there's also subliminal messages behind the billboards, behind the TV screen. And if you don't believe how easily it can be done, there's a book. Go to a bookstore. You know, ever hear of those things? Yeah, they still have them, bookstores. And there's a popular book. There's a couple of versions of it. It's called The Magic Eye, 3D magic eye, and it's just pictures, and hidden within each picture is an object, and you have to learn how to shift your eyesight to see the hidden image. And when you get done looking at that book, you realize how well things can be hidden. At first glance, it just looks like a normal picture, but hidden within there is a hidden image that your subliminal consciousness will pick up. And just like in the movie They Live, all the billboards say, obey, work, listen to authority, you know, because they want to control you in every way possible. And they are controlling most of us. You don't realize it, but they're controlling you. You know, it's really sickening. I do watch mainstream media, because I want to see what the opposition is doing. The two major commercials out there are car commercials, and which are all conning you to buy cars that are really not worth the money you have to pay for them. And they're all showing you situations that you're not going to get to experience with that nice car you're willing to pay a lot of money for. You know, people speeding around. You can't speed around anymore. Cops are everywhere. They got cameras everywhere. It ain't like it used to be before we came into this camera computer world that we're in now. And most of the commercials are really big pharma commercials. They're selling you all these stinking chemical products that for any reason they can come up with. And they actually have the audacity to tell you that all the things can get wrong. Yeah, you're going to buy a product for acne, and the but the bad things that might happen to you just to cure your acne is you could become get nausea. You could have an allergic reaction. You could have problems breathing. You could have a brain hemorrhage. You could have eternal bleeding. And you could drop dead for no reason at all. But this product might be right for you. And what do you want to do? Cure acne. Well, and you're going to risk all those other bad things happening to you? Unbelievable. Plus, it'll lower your immune system. Oh, man. Why would I want to take a product like that? But they got happy, smiling people, and they got happy music in the background. It might be right for you. Ask your doctor. And who is the doctor? The doctor is the pharmaceutical salesperson. You know, this is an educational show, and let me tell you, if you're trusting your doctor, there's got to be a few honest doctors left out there, but the doctor has been turned into the pharmaceutical salesman. And they are willing to play the game because they know if they, every time they recommend a product to a patient, they're getting a kickback from the pharmaceutical companies. Yet doctors are crooks. Yes, they are. You know, they sold that for money. And that's how it works nowadays. Most doctors are nothing but pharmaceutical salespeople. You know, you go there and thinking they're really trying to help you out. There might be a few that are honest, but most of them are pharmaceutical salespeople just looking to prescribe something for you that's made by the company they have to deal with. Well, I'm just telling you the truth, you know. Hey, but don't try. You know, talk to people that work at... you know how you find that out? You talk to people who are salespeople for the pharmaceutical companies. They tell you how it is. That's their job. They go to their they meet with doctors every day. The appointments are made for them, and their job, when they show up at the doctor's office, he has this list of perks he wants, you know, box seats at the local baseball stadium for the whole year, a new car and stuff like that. And your job as a pharmaceutical salesman is to chew him down and get him to make the deal for less perks. This is how it works. And if you're in California, boy, I feel sorry for you people. Your government is on the bandwagon, you know. They want to force you all to take vaccinations. I mean, boy, they must be getting some big bribe money from the New World Order to do that. And it's a known fact that vaccinations, there is no logic to it. They're all, if you just look at the ingredients, what they're injecting, and they're forcing you to get your kids to have injections. They're destroying your children from day one. Before they even get to school, they're destroying your children. And you're allowing this to happen because you're stupidly trusting government. Just about nobody in government can be trusted right at this point in time. That's why people have to unite and take command of their government one way or another. And that's why I told you about the Magna Carta at the beginning. You know, a legal document in 1297 AD. That's the year 1297, long time ago. And the Magna Carta laid out a justification for lawful rebellion. Well, we need to do that in every country in the world right now because all the governments are corrupt. And the people need to take command of the situation because governments have sold us all out to the New World Order, which wants to get rid of 95% of it. Has it rang a bell yet? Well, so much for that. Hey, brighten your life up with music. Visit BBS Radio. That's right. visit my show Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Station 1. Name of the show is Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show, and it'll take you down to my link to the CD Baby Music Store. And you'll see, click on the link, and you'll see my two albums out there. And you get to hear 29 seconds of each song, and you can buy, download just one song. You don't have to buy the albums, but I guarantee you, if you go there and take a listen to all the songs I have 22 songs on one album, and I think I have 12 or 13 on the other, you'll find at least one song you like. You'll probably find 10 you like. But check it out, you know? I mean, I've got a lot of great written songs. It's all original music, and I've written some songs that they're going to sound just as good as they did when I wrote them. They sound just as good now, and they're going to sound just as good 20 years from now, because I write those kind of songs that can have longevity. They're not time pieces, time dated. And that's it. My show is Saturday, 10 p.m. every week. Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. Tell your friends to tune in. Who's ever listening now, I'll ask you a favor. you might have a friend that would like to call in, you know? I like when people call in because they might take us somewhere that I hadn't thought of going. And I make it easy for anybody who calls in because I'm an easygoing guy. I know how to talk about anything. I know how to ask key questions. If you've got knowledge, I'll ask you some key questions, and you'll have the knowledge, and we'll all become more educated. So that's it. Plus, BBS Radio, like late in the middle hours, if you look at their schedule, in the wee hours in the morning, tune them in. They play original music, all kinds of music, and it changes all the time. So it's a great radio station just to listen to music in the middle of the night. BBS Radio, the best radio network on the planet. And a lot of other great hosts and shows on BBS Radio. But I claim to be the most knowledgeable, round, generalized person of all those, because I talk about many things. You know, the old saying, a jack of all trades, but a master of one. Well, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of many. That's it. I just rewrote that bit. Well, you know what? We're coming to the end of the show. And if you've listened before, you know how I end my show, but it's music worth listening to. I call it one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos at the end of any song. It's at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? That guitar solo ought to just inspire you to go to CD Baby Music Store and download the whole song, because it's a fantastic song. It's about partying. I am a party person, and I'm asking you the question, are you the partying kind? But you're only going to hear the guitar solo at the end of it, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, if you're listening, I'm going to give you the countdown, and we're going to end the show. If you're a father, happy Father's Day. Father's Day is Sunday. It's already Father's Day here in New York City, but it will be probably soon in your neighborhood if it hasn't already. Okay, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the world.